Well, you slice your apple, and my pan that I make them in, about 2.5 inches deep, and I line the inside, not the bottom, around the inside with the faces. I put me a layer of apple, not too thick, and then I put about what sugar I think it takes to sweeten. I guess that's never made it. And then I dot that with butter and pour about a dipper full of measuring cup full of hot water in it. Set it in the stove and I brown all, cook that crust and brown it. And then I have my onion it on low and set it back out on top. And get another layer, just same as the bottom, layer apple, layer my sugar, and dot it with butter, put about that much more water in it. And then I put what we call top crust on it. And I put it back in the oven and brown that good and brown. And then set it back out on the top. And occasionally, you can make them real pretty to dip the hot juice out and put it around on top of the crust, put it brown, and then sprinkle sugar on that and put it back in the stove. And it'll bubble up and, you know, make them real pretty crust. When you go to make your pastry for a cobbler pie like that, you use the way I do it, I use buttermilk. And not as much shortening as you put in if you're going to make biscuits. And that's with craft rising flour. And that makes the crust, it'll be soft, but it won't tear apart any time and be mushy like it'll be all together, more like nothing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I got cooking that way, but Joe's little brother, when he eat a biscuit, he didn't want what people call crumb. He liked thin biscuits, just almost too crusty together. That's the way I learned to make cobbler pie. It makes them not taste doughy, not be mushy, and to really good. Everybody that's ever eaten a cobbler pie thinks it's so good. I'm not bragging, but they think they're real good. And they're easy to make. And not just apple pies, but sweet potato pies, peach pies, or anything. You can use it small the same way. One thing different I do about my sweet potato pie, when it gets the done brown, I take sweet milk and pour in it, and that gives it a good flavor. But you have to cook your sweet potatoes in a boiler, because if you don't, they won't get done by the time your crust gets done.
But otherwise, you cook
them
the same way
that you do apple or peach cobbler, blackberry cobbler, anything. I reckon you can make a cobbler pie out of anything. You can make turnovers or tarts out of blueberries or anything, you know, things like that.
What kind of berries do you find around here?
You find the blackberry and the blueberries and the dewberries. Now, where we used to pick our blueberries, it's over here on the railroad, on the Alpharetta Road, the Univetta Road going out towards Hickory Flat. But they graded that off and put a storage place for Sunbeam bread over there. And this year the vines had come up, but they're young, they didn't have any berries on them. So I used to never have to go off to pick blackberries. That's just all that I needed, and neighbors too down here on this road and on the bank above the garden, till it was burned off. And then our main place was